1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time now for Breakthrough Thinking, the magazine. Interviews with the stars, movie reviews, inside talk, and up-and-coming talent. Everything you want rolled together, no matter where you are, the magazine has arrived. Now, here are your hosts for Breakthrough Thinking, the magazine, Dave Isaac and Greg Isaac.
And welcome back to Breakthrough Thinking, the magazine, the second hour here. In our first hour, special thanks to our film critic, Joseph Iardo. There you go. And some great film review and interview with Lucas Till, of course. And so some good stuff there. And Dave and myself looking forward to seeing movie 43 perhaps this weekend.
And maybe 43 times.
There we go. So now second hour here, very special guest, returning guests, of course, Conrad from TAD Management and Great American Talent Search. And Conrad, how have you been?
Good. How are you guys? Actually, we were just talking. We've been very busy. We were on a road trip last week with all things. You guys remember the band Jay and the Americans?
I know. We were talking about that. I remember. I love that song. What was the title again?
Come a Little Bit Closer.
That was so good.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, we had it was the first time I'd ever gotten to work with them after all these years.
Do you remember some of the other songs they did?
Yeah, Caramia Mai.
Yeah, that was good.
Of course, I should know all of them, but my mind is blank right now.
He's got
the computer.
Oh, yeah.
It was a very, very interesting couple of days. We had them in Yuma, and we had a couple of vehicles that we transported them in the gear, and it was quite entertaining on the way home to hear some of the stories from back in the day. These guys opened for the Beatles.
Nice. Oh, wow.
Amazing, amazing history in the industry. And even after all these years, for me, it was just such a kick to, to actually hear this stuff firsthand about John Lennon and working with these guys and the other things.
They did. She cried. Yeah. I remember that one. That is incredible. What are some of the others? Yeah, Come a Little Bit Closer. Let's see. What are some other? Oh, what's that? Caramia. That's one. Mamma Mia. And they've had some pretty good hits there.
Yeah, these guys
This Magic Moment? That's huge.
Yep.
Wow.
They're actually, a couple of years ago, they were voted into the vocal group, I guess it is, Hall of Fame. And it's incredible because the three, not the original J, they're on J3.
Yeah,
and J3.
Oh, they are?
Honest to God.
What happened to the original J?
Well, it's J. He's gone. I mean, not gone as in deceased, just no longer with the band. The guy that they have now, when you hear him, I defy you to tell me that it's not the voice that you hear
the original
or heard
J
on the radio.
Wow,
the guy is remarkable. Chicago guy, a little younger than the rest of the band. Nevertheless, the three.
Wow.
Guys that are the Americans are absolutely incredibly funny, entertaining, and having done it for 50-some years, they have their act pretty well.
Oh, I bet they do. How about There Goes My Baby? That was another big hit.
A lot of stuff.
Wow, they're pretty good. They got some really good songs here out of your generation.
I've heard of them, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This Magic Moment, if it's the one I'm thinking of.
Let's try singing it right now. I want
you could.
Exactly. That's the one.
And it goes through generations because of my generation, the 1993 film The Sandlot, of course, very, very popular among my generation, and baseball movie, of course. And when I forgot his name in the movie. I think it was Squiggs. Kisses the lifeguard. You know, he acts like he was drowning, so she'd give him CPR, and then he does his kiss. And that song was playing. And we all remember that, generation because of that.
Yeah, they've been in
a lot. It's amazing what music could do.
It's been in a lot of movies, some of their songs.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, they have serious, serious history in the industry.
Very good stuff.
And it was really a lot of fun. I mean, they talk about walking into Stoller Lieber, who were two of the biggest songwriters ever. I mean, back from the Brill Building in New York City with Neil Sedaka, Carole King, that whole crew. And these guys walked in 1960, and here it is 2013, and they were selling out every room that we played. So it was really a lot of fun to get a chance to work with these guys.
Wow, you have such a great job. You get to hang around.
However, I think you just hit on the key word.
Yeah?
It is a job.
Really?
Yeah, it is. Oh. It's not, not Terry, on the other hand, my business partner, yeah, just came back, that, although he was working. We just finished, they, one of our acts is, of course.
Oh, what's that?
I think that's Dave's iPad, which he always forgets to turn the volume. Oh,
well, I thought it was Jay and the Americans were on their way in here.
I was thinking that. Then I thought it was Dave making a mistake and forgetting to turn the mute button on.
Like, some background music.
There you go.
See?
We'll have to have Tom play
Yo,
some
Tommy,
when we come back on.
How about get a little bit closer? I mean, get the song a little bit closer. All right, that's enough of a little bit closer. I love that song, though.
That great song.
Yeah, very, very cool. Wow, so so tell us what's going on. You got a lot of stuff going on. Isn't there another Idol coming up?
Yeah, we actually had our first audition last week in Chandler. It's called, of all things, Chandler Idol, which is all part of our Great American Talent Search. And our next audition in Chandler is March 9th. And this one is going to be a little different simply because we've had so much success the last 6 years when Sky, which was our venue and our home base in Peoria, which has subsequently been closed. But we've moved on with a tremendous amount of not just visibility in the marketplace, but sponsors and people who want to be a part of it. Mm. So this year, and we're about to actually publish the list, cash and prizes, Chandler Idol this year will total somewhere between $15,000 and $20,000
for prizes. Wow.
For the
and the total pool, and then you allocate it out.
Well, that's what the winner is going to get.
Oh, wow!
Now, what we've really gone out of our way to do, and this is not knocking having a like a restaurant gift certificate, but we're not aiming at just increasing the value and just coming up with a ridiculously high number. Everything that we're putting in the prize package are things that are geared for an artist, whether it's photography sessions to get professionally done photography.
I gotcha.
Website designs. Could be cases for your gear, vocal lessons. So we're gearing every one of the prizes as things that make sense to an artist and things that everyone really wants in addition to cash prize. So it's going to get up to about $15,000.
Wow. Now, do you have to be a singer to participate, or can you have a great talk show radio host?
I think you're going to have to sing.
Sing. All right, Greg, can you sing?
No.
Yeah, you sang a little bit closer for this magic moment.
Yes.
I sort of liked it.
Well, thank you.
It was good.
That makes one of you. But
yes.
But no, you can give it a shot.
No, I don't think so. So tell us more. So you already had an audition. Is it too late to sign
up? No, not at all.
Work?
No. If all folks have to do is go to the website, which is very simple. It's greatamericantalentsearch.com. Mm-hmm. And on that page, you'll see across the board Tempe Idol, Peoria Idol, Yuma Idol, and Chandler Idol. Click on the Chandler Idol icon or logo or the Register Here button. And that'll take you to a form that you need to fill out with just basic information. And the other thing is that for anyone who's ever been in any of our other Idol competitions locally, if you've actually been in the show, all those people need to do is register. You don't need to go through the audition process again.
Oh, well, that's nice.
If we've already had you in one of our contests, there's no reason to come in and audition. You made it once. We're going to allow you to come in.
Wow.
You just need to register along with everyone else.
So tell us through the time sequence.
The next one is in March, and then we'll have a few preliminaries, which I think are on the website. I don't have those committed to memory. And the finals will be in the spring. The way that it usually runs is we generally have the finals of all of our contests when American Idol is over. Obviously, American Idol's just started, not that we're connected to them in any way.
Right.
But just as people who have been somewhat addicted to watching the show still feel they need a little bit of fix for that kind of entertainment. So we usually plan our finals to coincide with the ending of Idol, which is like in April, I think it is.
Have you had a chance to watch American Idol yet this year?
Yeah, I have, actually.
How do you like it so far compared to last year, you know, when they had J-Lo and Steven Tyler?
For me, J-Lo and Steven Tyler brought a lot to the table.
Mm-hmm.
I've had the opportunity to work with Steven a bunch of times when we promoted Aerosmith dates, never worked with J-Lo. I got to work with Randy Jackson a couple of times. A lot of people, I may have mentioned this before, but a lot of people don't realize that Randy Jackson for a time was in the band Journey.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. He was a bass player.
Really?
Still is a bass player. But he was just a skinny kid with a strange haircut. And he had played in Journey, so our paths had crossed. This is a different dynamic. I mean, you can't argue Mariah Carey's success.
Mm-hmm.
Nicki Minaj obviously sells a lot of product, nowhere near what the other people on the panel have done.
Right.
And obviously their goal is to try and keep the younger demographic interested. The chemistry or lack of between her and Mariah, not sure how that's going to play out. And I'm just talking as a fan of the show.
Sure. Yeah.
What do you think about it?
I think it's been fine. I mean, I missed the days of Simon. You know,
right.
I thought, you know, at least from an entertainment standpoint, you know, it was fun. I like Steven Tyler a lot, so it was sad to see him go. From an entertainment standpoint, to watch Mariah and Nicki get into it, that part can be fun from the entertainment side of it. But I don't know. I mean, when you watch, especially Nicki, I like some of her music, but as a judge, I don't know if she quite has it. Perhaps, you know, I know Mariah is definitely qualified, and Keith Urban, of course, easily. But we'll see as the season goes on. You know, I thought it's been interesting. Dave, have you been able to catch it yet? No?
No, I haven't seen it. I don't watch a lot of TV. But I've heard of it. And I've heard of Dancing with the Stars.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
I don't know what that means, but I said it anyway. But you know what's interesting? You know, I'm looking at your website now. It's really nice. And under some tips, you know, so tips for people that are thinking of auditioning or not just auditioning, even the ones that don't need to audition where they can participate. You know, song selection is really important, isn't it? Let's talk about that.
One of the most, if not obviously being able to sing the song is key. But a lot of artists come in with their head filled with horrible advice.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I like to say to a lot of the younger artists is that they need to sometimes stop listening to all the voices in their head. In other words, mom, dad, grandmom, because everyone's told them how wonderful they are.
You know, that's interesting. I just want to interject real quickly. When Greg played hockey through, when he was 3 and 4, all the way up, another 15 or so years, what was interesting, every parent thought they had the next Wayne Gretzky.
Of course they did.
And that's the same thing what you're saying.
Exactly.
And the parents should get out of the way sometimes.
Well, there's a difference, and it's a fine line. They need to be the parent,
right.
But they don't need to be their, quote, manager.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And in most cases, mom and dad are not qualified to tell the kid what's best for them. Right. But when the kid sings in the car, sings at family gatherings, and everyone thinks it's cute, and they all applaud, and they make a big fuss over little Billy or, Large Mary, whoever it is.
Oh, you know her.
I do very well, actually. She didn't go on to the semifinals. and the truth is that you can see the fear in some of the kids' eyes. On the other side of that, there are a lot of parents who have been through this process with their kids over the last couple of years. And as the kids have gotten older, they're getting out of their way and allowing the kids. But one of the examples that we use, and it happens at virtually not just every audition, but in every competition, there's always someone there who is going to sing a diva song or a song that they shouldn't attempt.
Mm-hmm.
Example, Aretha Franklin, Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston, could be Chaka Khan. If you take their biggest hits, Adele is the one today that everybody tries to do. If you're going to, when you attempt to do one of those songs, the only way that we're going to be impressed is if you do it at least as well as the original. Or you bring your entirely own take on that track to the stage. If you just look at those names, We already have an Adele.
Yeah.
We already have a Christina Aguilera. Do we need another one? No. But we're looking for the next act that we might be able to manage, put in the show. So it's not supposed to be, and it's not intended to be, a contest where you emulate someone. We're looking for the artist that you are, or the artist that you want to be.
Some original, unique, perhaps.
But here's the other side to that. As most of us know, adults are the hardest demographic to get to accept new music and new things because we're set in our ways. It's just a fact of life.
Yeah.
In our competitions, not only do the judges vote, but the audience votes as well every week. The audience has a ballot, and at the end of the night, they vote for their favorite artist or artists. They vote for more than one. Mm-hmm. Knowing that adults are not receptive to new stuff, when someone does an original song that they've never heard before, they don't feel as comfortable as if that same artist did something by a Whitney Houston. So there's that catch 22 double edge. Well, if we do this, it sounds like that. And yet we found people every year that can bring something fresh to an older song or even a current song. And that comes down to, as they call it, the X factor.
Now, does it matter, or what tips would you give people listening right now that want to try out or can, you know, participate if they've already auditioned or participated in the past? Older songs, new songs, I'm thinking that you're saying, well, what best fits this person?
Exactly. And it may be a new track by Carly Rae Jepsen. Mm-hmm. And yet it may be an older song by Whitney Houston or Carole King or whoever the act is.
Etta James.
Well, you get too many at last.
Oh, really? You do?
Oh, jeez.
Let's talk about that. What are some of the songs you go, not this one again?
Etta James at last.
That's a beautiful song.
Great
too.
Song.
Yeah.
A lot of Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You.
Yeah. And not an easy song, I don't think.
Anything that Whitney did. I mean, we all took it for granted because she was
such
an incredible artist. So when you hear someone, now on the other side, we've had artists perform who have been able to nail a Whitney Houston song. Mm. You can't help but go, you know what, that was pretty good. Now if you have that kind of skill, let's find your own niche and go from there.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
So there is something to be said when they do come real close to the original. At least you know they've got the vocal talent. What a lot of Carrie Underwood. Mm-hmm. A couple of years ago, Miley Cyrus. Week there was
really?
A track. Oh, man.
What's up with her?
She's changed, hasn't she? I know what I read.
I mean, yeah, I know.
We don't talk to one another.
It's like really weird.
She's married.
Yeah. Oh, she got married?
Oh, yeah.
When did she get married? Yeah. I thought she was a kid.
She's off Disney now. She's, what, 19?
Yeah,
20?
No.
She got married?
I believe
she
did. I can't tell
you
his
name.
She's
either married or engaged. Hemsworth, the guy from Hunger Games.
There you go. He's got it.
Which one?
I don't know if they're quite married yet, but
you mean
I know
the main star?
Yeah. He plays Gil, the best friend. Not the guy that's not Josh Hutcherson, but
the other guy.
Yeah,
well, he's a cool guy in the movie.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow, I didn't know that. Now, was there a parting of the waves? Do we know that between her daddy and her, Billy Ray?
I would just think.
I heard there was.
I don't know, but I would think, just as a layman here in this case, that the fact that her show was so successful, and wasn't he on the show?
Oh. I think, yeah, he was,
so,
I believe.
You know, that would have been I don't want to call it a meal ticket. But I would say that there was a great chance for them both to, you know, work off each other's skill and fame to make money.
Wow.
Now going back to Idol, I remember last year during the summer, Peoria, Tempe Idol, one artist that it didn't seem like, from what I can remember, I didn't see really a lot of people or any singing her songs, but I think she's one of the best artists out there right now, not just because of the show she provides, but I think her voice is amazing, is Pink.
And agreed.
Yeah.
Oh, Get the Party Started.
There you go.
I love that song.
She's actually got a great catalog. Last couple of years, I think she's done some of the best work out there. Mm-hmm. Again, it's a tough thing because she is such a great performer.
Absolutely.
And that's also part of what holds a lot of people back. Mm-hmm. It is not just how well they can sing. Mm-hmm. How well do they command the stage? can they move across the stage?
How would you weight that? I mean, if you had some great voice and not very good performer versus phenomenal performer and an average voice, who wins?
I think it has to be looked upon on a case-by-case basis.
You're
the,
right.
The best voice doesn't always work, and it depends. The performer's only going to be able to go so far. At some point, there has to be a marriage of both elements.
Sure.
And that is one of the things that we work with the artists on to try and get them to open up a little bit. And in many cases, I mean, you have to realize that these younger people who have been singing in the car at home with the brush pretending that it's a microphone.
Yeah. I do that all the time.
Well, who doesn't? And the brushes are have gotten
more
incredibly cleaner. Yeah, more brush and less hair.
Well, I'd use a brush because people would throw it at me to stop singing. Well, that's why I take all the brushes with me.
I like that. One of the things that we do is so many of these people are getting introduced to performing in front of a large crowd for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Greg, you've been to the shows.
Oh,
you've
absolutely.
Seen them.
I've been to many, too. So I really enjoy it, too, by the way.
So you can imagine there's a big difference between doing it in Grandmom's living room
as
opposed to a stage with lights, professional sound, a band. You're being judged on the spot.
That can intimidate,
possibly. Of course it can.
Yeah.
And, you know, just the going through the rehearsal process in the afternoon with the band working on, you know, your song, because most of the time the talent or the competitors sing with tracks, not vocal tracks, but music tracks.
Oh.
It just sounds, it's more substance and it's easier
like
for them.
Like at the presidential inauguration.
Exactly.
Who was that?
Beyoncé.
Beyoncé.
How come they did
that,
by the way?
But I think they do quite a bit, though.
I just think that whole thing is so far blown out of proportion.
Yeah, I agree.
And I mean, the fact that anyone, is still talking about it is insane. I mean, the woman is an amazing vocalist.
Oh, she
does incredible work. You know, you're singing
outside. Well, who was mad at that? Someone was mad?
Well, I don't know. Mad is the word as much as it was newsworthy. You couldn't turn on a show.
I think what happens
and hear
is
about
people
it.
In the media, they just try to look for something to talk about.
Oh, yeah, probably right.
Because I was wondering the same thing. I go on to Twitter, and that's all anyone's talking about, and I just going,
who cares?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's still her voice, right?
She's one of the best.
Yes.
Yeah. She Beyonce is PLR, one of our sports show correspondents.
Oh, yeah.
One of her songs is
intro
theme song.
Music.
Yeah, intro music. And she's amazing. And
yeah, she is.
It's just, I think people look for something to complain about. Almost,
I think so.
You know.
Very sad.
But it is what it is. She did a great job. She's a great act.
Absolutely.
And for us, again, as we were saying, the whole experience of being in one of the Idol shows is, for the most part, a new experience for the younger artists. Mm-hmm. And it is really amazing to watch the talent develop and artists that were just kids with no experience the first year are now young adults. They've been in it 3-4 years. And many of the talent that are featured on our production shows, our tribute shows, all got started. We just found them in the Idol competition.
So you're doing a great service for so many people to allow them to live their dreams, and I really honor you for that. Why don't we take a quick break, and let's talk about that when we come back.
Sure.
It's more than just a competition. It's really a way of creating a pathway for dreams. Maybe that's the new name, a pathway for dreams. I get the credit if you like
it's
it.
It's all yours.
And we'll be right back with Conrad. This is The Magazine Show with Dave Isaac and Greg Isaac. We'll be right back. Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty.
Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762 or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
In a little cafe, just the other side.
Welcome back again. You're listening to the magazine, Breakthrough Thinking, yes. The magazine, and we want you to come a little bit closer, and because we have one of the owners from TAD Management and the Great American Talent Search, Conrad, in studio. I'm Dave Isaac with Greg Isaac. I love that song. I'm not kidding. I always listen to that song.
In Yuma, I realized the other night when we were just hanging out backstage that we were about 14 miles from the Mexican border.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so.
Yeah.
So I kept thinking, we shouldn't.
So you're looking over your shoulder all the time.
Should we go that way, or do we have to drive back to Phoenix tonight?
I noticed, and you mentioned this a little bit earlier on greatamericantalentsearch.com on your website, that you'll have Yuma Idol eventually.
Oh.
Yep. Any set plans with that? Any set dates? Or?
Well, we have a venue. We've been doing shows in Yuma at the Arts Center, which is a 100-year-old building that's been refurbished. Absolutely beautiful. I mean, it feels like a 100-year-old building. It's not like modernized
right.
where you walk in. I mean, it's like, wow, you're back in the Old West. Yeah. And it's a great spot. So due to the success that we've had with all of the tribute shows that we've done down there, it just made sense for us to, try and do it there. Oh, we're talking about Flag and maybe going to Albuquerque, just trying to keep markets.
Flag would be sort of cool.
It would be. It's just a question of us finding time. This is our busiest time of the year because we do so many shows at these active living retirement resort communities. And they're at their peak, obviously, between January and April. So we had close to 100 shows on the books.
Wow.
We're knocking them off, every night.
Wow,
we've got
that's
one
a
or
lot.
Two shows. It's a tremendous amount. Next week, the Abifab crew takes off for... we have a country show in Texas, the Abifab gang that just came back from a segment of an Around the World cruise. That Terry will have to come back on and talk about that. They got on in Lima, Peru, on Holland America, a cruise line, and got off the boat in Tahiti.
No way. They got to go to Tahiti?
They just got back. They spent 2 weeks. They performed a couple of shows on the cruise ship for Holland America.
Wow.
And it was, I guess, according to them, I was here. They had a great time. Who wouldn't?
You need a manager. So well, we can negotiate you going to Tahiti.
Well, you know what, though? The difference is you need to have the skill, and I don't have the skill.
Oh, I bet you have the skill.
No, no.
You're a judge.
Well, they don't need judges. They need people who can actually perform. They can sing the song and actually play the notes on the piano and the guitars.
Greg, you're up for Tahiti?
You guys ready to go?
Yeah, I'm down.
Terry knows people. We'll get you.
I'll take some vocal lessons. And
yeah, we just Terry sent all the music to the band that plays on the ship. They transcribed all the charts, if you will, and it was Terry and Scotty who played Benny and Bjorn, the ABBA guys, and our main ABBA girls are Chelsea and Anne. So it was just the four of them and the ship's orchestra. And they performed in their theater and, I guess, as they say, killed it. It was great.
Oh, that's very cool.
So they just got back. But, yeah, they've been gone for 2 weeks and seemingly had a great time.
Not a vacation necessarily, but in this case, we could call it.
A little bit of both.
Yeah, you can work go to Tahiti at the same time.
Absolutely.
Not bad.
And when you enjoy what you're doing like that, that makes it great.
Wow. How about Vegas? Any action there ever?
You know, we were talking about four-walling a room and talking with some people. There are so many things going on there. Honestly, I would rather shoot for markets that are not as busy.
Yeah.
I mean, even though the economy in Vegas has gotten a little better, the competition's so fierce. And if we're going to take risk on putting, you know, one of our shows somewhere, I'd probably rather go to a place where we have the odds are a little more in our favor.
Yeah.
That's, you know, if you're a casino, you've got residual income and ancillary revenue streams from the gaming. That's one thing.
Yeah.
To go in and just take risk on a tribute show, it has to be the right deal. So it's not to say that we won't do it. Mm-hmm. It's not on the immediate, you know, list of things to do.
Nice. Now, a couple more tips. Let me ask you this. I've heard you say as a judge, along with other judges, they did great performance. They sang beautifully. However, they did not dress the part.
Correct.
How important is that?
Image is everything.
Yeah.
So if you're the kind of an artist who thinks that you're a jeans and T-shirt person with flip-flops, you better be prepared.
Yeah.
And that, and of course, you know, there aren't a lot of people who can pull that off. But you do people, as Terry says, this was his line, people listen with their eyes. So, you know, when you see, your first impression is what you see on the stage before you've even heard the first couple of notes. So we all believe, we meaning all of the judges, we always think that image is extremely important, and it's one of the things that I work with artists in my consulting company, trying to get them to look the part as much as our vocal coach works with them to try and get them to sound the part. So image is extremely important, and we've seen a lot of people not get through because if they didn't have the presence of mind to come, it's like going for any other job interview.
Yeah.
That's if you don't have the presence of mind to, you know, come in and look like you belong on the stage, then, you know, you're going to get treated accordingly. And I'm not saying it's fair, but it's the reality of the business.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense. Now, Greg, you've been to many.
Yeah.
I've been to many. Mm-hmm. First impression.
It's great in the sense, from an audience standpoint, great performers, but it's also the fact that not just a competition, but you get to see these performers, whether they're younger or maybe been around for a while, you learn ways to improve, whether it's vocally or, like you said, with appearance or maybe how the performance is in general. And so it's not just a competition in a way, but a great learning experience. And as you say, a lot of these performers end up in some of the shows that are put on, and they come back for more and more idols as well.
Along those same lines, and this is something that we don't really talk about a lot, but it's you can't help but see it when you're sitting at the judge's table, is that there are, and this surprises me a lot, but I guess when you're dealing with parents that have dreams for their kids, sometimes they lose common sense, is that I see a lot of younger kids, girls, obviously, that are dressed inappropriately for their age.
That's interesting. And that you grade down
Not so much. You know, that really, it doesn't necessarily impact the decision, but a lot of times it's so easy to see the parents that are trying to live vicariously through their kids, no different than playing ball.
Sure. It's
the same thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
Broad Street Bullies?
I wasn't a hockey fan back then, but I know the Broad Street Bullies, Bernie Parent and all those crazy guys.
That was Dave Hammer Schultz.
Jeez.
Wow, he was tough, wasn't he?
They all were.
Oh, yeah, they were.
The amazing thing is there, you didn't need to be a Flyers fan to be just so keenly aware of what they did, who was fighting, what happened last night down at the Spectrum. I mean, it was wild.
Speaking of idol, they're still idolized, the Broad Street Bullies.
Absolutely.
It's the second generation. Yeah. I mean, it's phenomenal what they mean to that city.
It really is. Oh. I don't know that it is or isn't. I would think it is. When the Detroit Pistons were like the bad guys of the NBA, when you start talking about Bill Laimbeer and those guys in Detroit, you get the same thing as you do in Philly with the Broad Street Bullies.
No question. And, of course, the great event when the Russians came over, great hockey team, by the way, and they were doing well against other teams. And, in fact, I think they were undefeated. They were beating, the Red Wings, and they were beating many other great hockey teams in the National Hockey League. Mm-hmm. And then they came into Philly, and I think the commissioner, I can't remember who it was at the time, said, now, it's up to you. The commissioner did not like the Flyers anyway because of their style, but you got to win. So, of course, the Broad Street Bullies really came out that first period. I mean, they a little extra special for the Russian team. And the Russian team would not come back in the second period. They go, no, we're leaving. And the owner, Schneider, right?
Yeah. Ed Snyder. Yes.
Yeah. And he said, well, just tell them they're not getting paid. And they came back.
That's great.
They came back and finished the game. They may have gone overboard. I have to agree. The Flyers, maybe.
But Philadelphia is also known. I mean, it's my hometown, but it's also known as the city that booed Santa Claus.
Oh yeah, okay. No, yes. And you got Rocky Balboa. You can't feel too wrong.
It really is.
Great sports town, though. That's a great. That is phenomenal.
It was a great place to to grow up as a.
Do you miss it?
No.
No, it's too cold, right?
Wait, cold doesn't begin to explain it.
Wow, really?
I've been out here since the summer of 1978.
Oh, you've been here.
So, the blood's a whole lot thinner now than it was back then.
Wow, I don't know how I got on the Flyers. How did I get on the Flyers?
Well, because you were a big Kings fan. But the Kings used to have problems over there.
Oh, my God.
Everyone really did back then.
Yeah, I won't say who, but
it was before my time. But
It was I really didn't like the Flyers because they used to physically not just win the games and beat the Kings, but beat the Kings.
Yeah.
I mean, they really did. And, of course, Hutchison came by, and the Kings always tried to get an enforcer to match the six enforcers the Flyers had. And they did okay. I mean, Randy Holt did okay against Paul Holmgren. But the truth is that I won't say the name, but I used to have a client that played for the Kings. Pretty well known, actually, back in the day. And all of a sudden, he's told me that every time the Kings went into Philly, all of a sudden three or four guys got the flu. Really, they were not – they didn't want to contend with these guys.
It was like the Liberty Bell flu, I think is what they called it.
But looking back now, it's exciting. At one time, you like a team so much that you go, oh, no, we're getting beat again. But now I sort of honor, the innovation they had. And, of course, it's not quite the same now, but they really made a city fall in love with them and made hockey so strong.
Generations.
In that city.
I mean,
it's phenomenal. Yeah. You got to sort of honor something like that, right?
Yeah, agreed.
Wow, you lucky guy being born in Philly. We were born in L.A. And, finally, after 43 years, the Kings won the Stanley Cup. Did you know that last year?
I do. Actually, my daughter lives in L.A., and I don't know where she got this because I am not even close to a hockey fan. She has become like a huge Kings fan.
Oh, they're popular.
And loves going to the games. And if she gets to sit at the glass, I mean, that was great. So
you want to hear something cool?
Please.
All right. I got credentialed to go to the Stanley Cup Finals. I was there on the ice with the celebration as the cup was being skated around.
Really?
Some of them were lifting Dave up.
Yeah. No, it was thrilling. The National Hockey League does a great job putting on events. It's really a good organization. And I was just thrilled. I mean, it was just the coolest thing, right? I mean,
absolutely.
The Panger was there. I talked to him, Bob Miller. I mean, everywhere, anyone that is a hockey guy, you know, well-known people, they were there at the Stanley Cup Finals. And it was thrilling. Of course, seeing, you know, the Kings win, too, after all the years I went to see the Kings.
45 years since 67.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I don't think I started then, but it's well-deserved. And it's such a great venue, too, right? Mm-hmm. L.A. Live.
Oh, yeah.
Right? ESPN Zone.
Absolutely.
They were closed. I wanted ribs. No, they closed it down.
You love those ribs.
Yeah, it was good. Nice event. Okay, back to, where are we? All right, back to you, Greg.
There we go. Well, I was going to mention as well, because we were talking about the Idol shows and how not just competition, but in terms of improvement, you know, for singers. For someone that hasn't done an Idol event yet, for some of our listeners that might be aspiring singers, what would you mention to them, you know, in terms of joining?
I think the biggest thing for anyone to remember is, A, not to be afraid to fail. Mm-hmm. And if they make it, you know, onto the show, I mean, obviously they'd have to try out. So let's say that they've made it to the first round or the second round. They need to utilize and to just embrace that experience. Mm-hmm. Everything from the stark audition room, with, you know, virtually no lights or sound, just, you know, a microphone to sing a cappella, and we'll decide, thank you, and we'll send you an email if you're going to, you know, be able to be in the competition. There's value in that.
Right.
So I just think that, you know, win, lose, or draw, some of our most successful former Idol contestants that are in our shows, our tribute shows, didn't actually win the contest. Mm-hmm. They just had something that Terry, who produces our show, saw in them and decided to put them in one of our tribute shows or another show. So the winning part isn't the important part, although getting $15,000 in cash and prizes is certainly pretty cool. Mm-hmm. But it really is the experience and increasing their level of professionalism and their knowledge of how this works.
And you were mentioning, because you can tell, as you said, you know, a singer, you know, maybe he's never gone in front of an audience before.
Sure.
And you can, some, you know, tell that nervousness. How easy is it for you, though, to notice, because everyone should be doing it for the fun, you know, first and foremost. But how easy is it for you to notice the people that are, you know, maybe truly having fun versus someone that might be extremely nervous and maybe...
Well. It depends mm-hmm. to what degree. I mean, there are people that walk out on stage and they're not even remotely intimidated by any aspect of it.
Right.
Those people catch your eye immediately. Mm-hmm. The same way that someone walks out and you can hear their voice cracking, you can actually see their palms sweating, mm-hmm. Their body language, and there's nothing that we can do at that time to try and relax them. They're just made that way.
Right.
So obviously the ones that we're more focused on are the former, the ones that come out with a great attitude, that are happy to be there. And those are the ones that the joy of being there sometimes, as we talked about earlier, may make up for the lack of talent mm-hmm. because the performance is that good. Mm-hmm. So there are so many factors, but no one, I mean, there's no one that mm-hmm. who thinks that they have some talent shouldn't at least sign up and try out for the show. And the thing is that if you do register, there is a small fee mm-hmm. To register. If you don't get through,
right.
You get that your fee gets mm-hmm. refunded.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're not going to be in the contest, and let's say it's $25 to sign up.
Right.
If you don't make it, if you come to the audition and for whatever reason you don't get put through, you'll get that money is refunded.
Wow.
Yeah, the fee is really just to cover not even our basic costs of being in the venue and having the lights and sound and the judges. So there's virtually no risk. And it's such a small price to pay for the experience for those people who do move forward in the competition.
You know, and it's so well organized. That's what really impressed me is that it was very professionally done. Your band is phenomenal, first of all. The judging, you included with, you have Ann and mm-hmm. other times you have other people. That's what was really impressive. It was so professionally done that it really made a statement about you and Terry and Ann and the people behind the scenes. Because I've been to others. Remember, Greg, we went to one, where was that? At Desert Ridge, actually.
Different organization.
I don't want to say too much about it, but it was, I mean, it wasn't timely. It looked, they had trouble with the sound. It looked confused. And that may have an impact on the performers, I suspect. But you guys, like, well, you knew exactly what you're doing. And boom, 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 it went off as scheduled. It was the word that comes to mind is professional.
Thank you. We first off, we appreciate that. We work and really strive very, very hard to come across that way. And for us, it really is, it's not about ratings. So there's nothing in us there's nothing to be gained by us being, you know, like Simon-esque. I mean, realize that was a TV show that had to generate. Mm. Yeah. For us, it really is to make the event a success, for sure, for the company's sake, to make the best possible environment, to create a great environment for the people that are in it. And for us, we're not there to shatter anyone's dreams. We're there to help them and to encourage them.
And so, you do that.
And thank you. That's the goal. We are there to try and get them or help them get whatever tools they need to get to the next level, as opposed to, oh, kid, you're a horrible, go home and don't ever get on stage again. It's not about that for us. And again, as we keep going back to, so many of the artists that we work with on a daily basis that are getting paid to perform a couple nights a week in our shows were all discovered on those Idol stages. So a lot of that is for us to find new talent. In some cases, Terry and I are talking about actually managing a couple of the artists. So there's a lot of good stuff.
You know, what's interesting, the first time I went there, I think it was the Peoria Idol. And what was interesting, I go, oh, this is sort of cool. They got the judges, you know, the table, and wasn't sure how it's going to play out because, you know, I haven't really seen the TV show. But I said, oh, this is very cool. And then there was someone that, well, you know, there's all different types of performers. And, you know, might be a youngster that never did this before, and they're obviously nervous, and maybe it didn't come across that well at that particular time. It doesn't mean they're not talented. They may have had a bad night. I go, how are the judges going to handle this? You know, but you're always so positive.
It's a very comfortable setting.
It really is.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that. So do you ever, like, have you ever had that experience where, like, oh, my gosh, this, how am I going to explain this to, you know, hundreds of people in the audience?
Yes. I get that pretty much every week.
It's tricky.
But you do
a great job, though.
Thank you.
It's all positive reinforcement.
And not everyone that wants to be a judge or thinks they can do that really are able to do that. Because it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
And exactly.
It's just a question of being as respectful as you can. Even, again, we're not there to shatter, young or old, we're not there to shatter anyone's dreams. We're there to encourage them. But yet, we need to be as honest as that time on stage allows us.
And constructive.
Truthfully, after the show, when they came up with us, or the parents, or the performer themselves, most of the time, they'll get a different read, and I'll be a little more in-depth.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because we don't want to be those guys on the stage. So we really try and be, as you say, constructive, but without being self-serving, and it's not about us. It's about the artist.
Yeah, I agree, but it is impressive that's a skill in itself.
It is, and that, again, as I said, there are a lot of people we've allowed to come in to judge. Never made it back to the judges' table the second night. It's real easy to try and be that clever, creative, mean person, but that's not the person that we want. If you can't figure out how to encourage that kid while you're telling them you're not going to move on.
Exactly. That's the key word. How do you do the same thing?
Not easy. And it does take certain skills for the judges to be able to do that, and we've been very fortunate for the most part. Anne is really, really good at that. Maybe it's the British accent.
That's a good accent.
The fact that she's from Liverpool doesn't hurt.
That is very cool. So. But I like that because you have to have a good sense of talent and a good way about yourself to be positively motivating them under circumstances that sometimes you really got to look hard.
Even, again, the sports analogy is a great one. Even if they do not go through to the next the next round of the competition,
right. mm-hmm.
there should be no reason whatsoever why they don't continue to try and sing and perform.
Oh, yeah, because it's all about improving.
Exactly.
The best had to practice, and more practice.
And
right?
even when they're out of the competition, we always make ourselves available for critique and to give them some encouragement.
Yeah, that's right. I remember last time you talked about that, where you you're available, and you gotta gotta admire that. Wow, can you believe the show has zipped by?
It flies right by.
How's that possible, Conrad?
Jay and the Americans do it all
the
time.
Oh yeah, maybe we should end with that song. I don't know, but well, Conrad, thank you so much. How do people give some more contact information out so people can?
Best thing to do regarding Idol is the website. There is greatamericantalentsearch.com. And our website, our other website, is tadmanagement.com. Management is abbreviated, so that's tadmgmt.com.
Excellent. Well, Greg, you want to close it out for today?
Absolutely. Well, great show today, of course. In the first hour, Joseph Iardo.
Iardo.
There you go. And great film reviews today. And Lucas Till, of course, from X-Men interview. Great stuff. And, of course, next week from 2 to 3, Joseph Iardo will have some more movie reviews and some more interviews. And, of course, thank you once again to Conrad. Tad
Always
Management.
A pleasure. Thank you.
A lot of fun. Great American Talent Search. Check out greatamericantalentsearch.com for more information on Chandler Idol, which is coming up. And then I know Peoria Idol will also be coming up this summer as well. And, once again, you've been listening to Breakthrough Thinking, the magazine. Greg Isaac and Dave Isaac. And join us tomorrow for Breakthrough Sports from 2 to 4. Everyone have a great afternoon.
Great night. Bye-bye.